great to have you on. This is a really, really special day. What were your reflections on the week? I mean, I said to somebody last night would have been game seven, and they looked at me like I just told them they had 6 months to live. I'm not sure anyone could have handled the stress of it all, Alvin.
Yeah, I'm glad the Raptors in there. Unfortunately, they couldn't, you know, do it in game five on the home court, but, you know, they got business done on game six. And the crowd in Oakland was a big-time crowd also. So, you know, the fans didn't totally miss out.
Alvin, you know Kyle very well. You've been a mentor. Have you had a chance to talk to him since the win? And I think for a lot of people who followed this team for a while, you know, Kawhi's a great story, but to me, Kyle's the guy.
I talked to him a little bit, not much. You know, he's been celebrating. I got a chance to interview him, but nothing on a personal level. Back and forth text, happy Father's Day wishes, but that was it. But we haven't talked a lot. But yeah, you're right. Kyle is the guy that's been there the longest, been through the ups and downs, and you know, he's the guy that had to really sacrifice his game, and you know, a lot of things went on. So for him to, you know, reap this reward is something special.
Real quick on him, Alvin. I'm hopeful. I heard Jeff talking about it on Friday's show, and we did on our show as well. I'm really hoping he finishes his career as a Raptor. I know a lot of that could have to do with even the Kawhi decision. A lot could have to do over the night. And championship teams, a lot of times they splinter. There's only so many people get to be Kobe Bryant. Even Allen Iverson hopped all over the place late in his career. Do you think Kyle is hopeful that can be the case, that he never has to find another NBA home now?
Yeah, I mean, I think Kyle is one of those guys who loves stability, and he loves the loyalty, and I think that's something that he feels deeply about. But I'm sure he would, you know, I mean, definitely would want to finish his career here in Toronto. I mean, he loves it. I mean, he's part of history. He's one of the cornerstones of the franchise. So, I mean, I think it would be ideal if he could actually finish his career here, and I think he would approve of that.
Alvin, I feel like people think it's a foregone conclusion for players to want to win a championship, and therefore they think it's easy for them to kind of step aside or take a lesser role and sacrifice their minutes, their statistics. But what kind of person does it really take to be able to do that and mean it and not really have any animosity towards your teammates on any given time because your role is smaller now that they're here?
Yeah, I think it takes a special person. You know, I think it takes a person that's really secure with themselves, secure with their career. Because my past experience is, you know, a lot of players say they want to win, but they want to win it their way. They want to win it playing their style and however that whatever that looks like. And unfortunately, you can't do that. You can't have 5 players or 15 players trying to play their way and their style in order to win the championship. Everyone has to give something up. Everyone has to commit to something. So it is very difficult, and it takes a special person to be willing to do that.
Alvin Williams, our guest. Great work on Sportsnet television and, of course, on all our shows on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, all playoff long, all season long. The Kawhi trade, when it happened, I'd hate to hear the tape of me, but I was like a lot of people. I didn't get it. I knew the idea of going for it, trying to make it all work. Did your opinion evolve in time over that? We knew so little about it. First of all, you want a player that wants to be in Toronto, and there were a lot of credible people reporting that he didn't early on, and then we didn't hear from him all summer. How did your opinion of the trade itself, Alvin, evolve over time?
I was unsure about the trade just because of, you know, giving someone up like DeMar DeRozan at that time, you know, LeBron James that left, and Kawhi Leonard, it was a possibility of him not being able to come back. But as far as talent for talent and player for player, I thought it was a good trade because Kawhi Leonard, you know, if healthy and everything was right, he was one of the top players in the NBA and he played two ways. So I thought the team would be better. I just didn't know how to read it. And I think I was more emotionally involved anyway because I love DeMar so much. But from a business standpoint and from, you know, improving your team, I thought it was a good move.
I mean, I don't want to move too far beyond today and, you know, the whole story about whether or not Kawhi stays. But I do want to ask you this. If Kawhi were to go, has Pascal Siakam shown us enough that he can be, and because Kyle's a little older, if Kawhi goes, has Pascal showed us enough that he can be the guy on a team that contends regularly for a playoff spot?
Yeah, definitely. I think he could be, A guy, of course, your pieces, you need those pieces around you.
Sure.
There's a couple of things that I've seen, you know, Pascal displayed this postseason and this season, and that he wanted to get better. You know, he's gotten better, so you know he has the work ethic. He's not going to get to where he is without that work ethic. So going into this summer, I expect him to really step it up, take it another notch, working on that left hand, working on finishing around the basket with the left, you know, jump shot. So I think he is a player that, you know, you can lay your hat on to being a big part of a playoff team. But he's going to have to get better for sure, so he played more consistent on those big stages. But, I mean, I would be really comfortable if I was Masai or the Raptors fans or my teammates if Pascal Siakam was one of those guys on the team that I can rely on, because I think he is going to get better.
Relying on him for sure, and he even said, listen, look what I've done in 3 years. Imagine what I'll be like in 10 years, and that's his motivation to keep going after winning a title so young. But Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, even Kyle Lowry, Serge Ibaka, they are not Kawhi Leonard. So if he goes, has Toronto become more appealing of a landing place for free agents, or are they still, despite their title, in like a 1B, 2A free agency class situation?
You know, you have to wait and see. I think this championship, I think this notoriety that, you know, that they have attained these past couple of playoff series, I think it could make a difference. And I think that's what it's always about. It's about, you know, free agency now is kind of different than it was back in the day with what team, what's the most popular team, what's the best city, and who has the most money. I think now it's kind of like, who do you have on the roster? Is it somebody there that I can join with? Is it somebody there that I can play alongside with and make this thing, make a run at it? And I think that's why the Raptors team is so special, because it was put together different ways. It wasn't just a bunch of collective players getting together and try to do something. They really grinded from the mud, grinded from ground up, and became ultimately successful. So I think the Raptors still have that you know, that environment where players can build from young players, not drafted players, late drafted players, and make something special. So I don't know until, you know, this summer and other summers ahead, see how players are going to view Toronto as a landing spot.